I've been reading a lot of Holocaust books in the last 3 years. I saw this at the library and read it this week. Return to the hiding place. How many know what the term the hiding place means? If you're an older folk, you probably, it was a pretty famous Christian book maybe 50 years ago, and they turned it into a movie. Corrie ten Boom and how God was with her through all kinds of trials. So anyway, this is written by one of the guys that hid in their house. He wasn't Jewish, but he was a young man, didn't want to get drafted to go work in Germany in the factories. But of course, they hid a lot of Jewish people. Well, they were having a Bible study. Her dad was like the spiritual head of the family. Opa was his nickname, his grandfather. And his son was a minister of a church, and he had come over to their house to have a Bible study. So the Nazi SS police busted them, and about 30 people were arrested. They're standing, you know, in the house waiting probably for trucks to take them to jail or whatever. And Opa said, well, you know, they didn't know what was going to happen at that point, you know. And of course, Corrie and her sister Betsy ended up going to Ravensbrück concentration camp. And Betsy, her sister, died there. Corrie came back. Her dad, being 84, wasn't in very good shape to sit in a jail. The food wasn't very good, no medical help, and he died in about a week. So anyway, before they left the house, he asked his son, the minister, to read Psalm 91. So I thought, let's read through that, see if God speaks to your heart, if there's anything that you can praise him for this morning. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High God your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, when no harm will befall you, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show my salvation. If anybody would like to read this, talk to me afterwards.